This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey's defense ministry says at least 13 people were killed in a car bombing near a market Saturday in the northern Syrian town of Tal Abayad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, or the YPG, a Kurdish component of the Syrian Democratic Forces. The ministry also called on world leaders to take a stand against the YPG, describing it as a cruel terror organization. Turkey has designated the YPG a terrorist group, but the U.S. considers it a key ally in the ongoing fight against the Islamic State. Ankara seized control of Tal Abayad last month after the Turkish military and its allied Syrian militia launched a military incursion into northeastern Syria following U.S. President Donald Trump's withdrawal of U.S. troops. Security forces killed a protester and wounded 91 others in Baghdad Saturday as tens of thousands of Iraqis gathered in mass anti-government protests. Edward Uranian reports.
Arab news channels showed video of protesters blocking the main road leading to the port of Umm Qasr with burning tires and blocks of concrete. The port, through which Iraq imports grain, cooking oil, and sugar, has been closed since Wednesday. In Baghdad, hundreds of protesters gathered in the city's iconic Tahrir Square as darkness fell. Video on social media showed a young protester being shot by Iraqi security forces under the Jumhuriya Bridge near the square. Media reports have indicated the number of injured is in the dozens. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong riot police continued to be out in force Saturday night as protesters set barricades on fire following a day of mass protest across the city. Thousands of black-clad and masked protesters defied a police ban and streamed into Hong Kong's central shopping district for another rally demanding a meaningful autonomy after Beijing indicated it could tighten its grip on the territory. Scores of protesters occupied streets at the upscale Causeway Bay shopping area Saturday, chanting pro-democracy slogans. Another big crowd converged at the nearby Victoria Park. Riot police conducted searches and issued warnings that the rally was illegal and protesters were violating a government ban on masks. The protests began in June over a now-shelved plan to allow extraditions to mainland China, but have since swelled into a movement seeking direct elections for Hong Kong's leaders, as the city was promised when Britain returned it to China in 1997. Numerous wildfires continue to burn across California, with most being contained, but as AP's Julie Walker reports, the devastation and emotional toll on residents and first responders is high.
Crews are battling the Maria Fire northwest of L.A., one of the last significant wildfires to hit the state this season, says Cal Fire's Scott McClain.
It has burned over 9,400 acres of grass and brush in difficult terrain. And it is 20% contained, so that's some good news.
In L.A., actor Matthew McConaughey helped cook and deliver barbecue to first responders on Friday.
We're here to help out, and hopefully next year we can come back and say thank you to these first responders. Maybe there won't be another fire then.
Meanwhile, California's largest wildfire, the Kincade Fire just north of San Francisco, which burned more than 77,000 acres, is 72% contained, and most of the more than 180,000 evacuees are able to return, according to Cal Fire. I'm Julie Walker.
Tens of thousands of baseball fans crammed into downtown Washington Saturday to celebrate the Nationals' World Series title. Players rode on open-top buses and held the World Series trophy high for fans to see. The team's principal owner, Mark Lerner, said he was very proud of the Nats.
This group behind me has grit, dedication, and a love of the game. And certainly lots of personality. It was a joy to watch you play and celebrate and support one another, the true definition of team.
The Nationals beat the Houston Astros 4-3 to earn Washington's first World Series title since 1924. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.